This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An outbreak of tornadoes striking Missouri especially hard late yesterday and earlier today. About 100 people are being treated for injuries after Jefferson City suffered a direct hit from a half-mile-wide twister. Lieutenant David Williams of the Jefferson City Police Department says they're still tallying up the damage and trying to find survivors.
We're receiving multiple calls for people being trapped in their homes. We don't know what they're are saying trapped. If they can't get out of the front door means one thing, but we do have debris on some homes to where they are not able to access the outside at all.
The storm system leaving 3 people dead in Golden City, Missouri, and at least one person died in Oklahoma. The Pentagon reportedly considering a request to send 5,000 more U.S. soldiers to the Persian Gulf region as tensions rise with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
The feud between President Trump and Democratic leaders only intensifying following some remarks yesterday morning by Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Vice President Mike Pence brought it up during a speaking engagement in North Carolina last evening.
This morning, an hour before Democrat leaders were scheduled to go to the White House to meet with the President to talk about rebuilding our nation's infrastructure, the Speaker of the House actually accused the President of the United States of engaging in a cover-up.
The president denying that there have been any cover-ups, saying at a Rose Garden event yesterday, quote, "I don't do cover-ups." Most American voters approve of abortion rights, according to a Quinnipiac survey that found 65% of American voters agree with the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision and say it should stand. Just 27% say they disagree with that ruling. Most Republicans surveyed said they are against Roe v. Wade. And this is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For the second time this week, President Trump is losing a court case over his refusal to comply with congressional subpoenas. A New York federal judge refusing to block Deutsche Bank and Capital One from handing over the president's financial records. Trump's attorneys argue these subpoenas are purely politically motivated. On Monday, another judge wouldn't block Trump's accounting firm from handing over the president's records. The number of migrant children who have died in the custody of U.S. border officials is climbing. The government announcing that a 10-year-old girl from El Salvador died last September, and since her death, 5 more migrant kids between ages 2 and 16 have died while being detained. The girl who died most recently, or the girl who died last September, had a history of congenital heart defects. She lapsed into a coma and ultimately passed away at the Children's Hospital in Omaha, Nebraska. And former slave and abolitionist Harriet Tubman will not appear on the $20 bill, at least not until after Donald Trump's presidency, even if he wins re-election. As Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin told the White House, or I should say the House, Financial Services Committee. A new security feature to fight counterfeiting will be part of a redesigned bill in 2020, but a 20 with the likeness of Tubman is unlikely to come out before 2028. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, you've got Theresa May on the brink. Maybe her last night at number 10 Downing Street. And as the news continues to unfold there, Brexit has come to a head. It would appear that the people of, or at least the leaders of Britain have said enough of this back and forth. And we said this going into this, when Brexit first came out, it was absolutely important that they had a champion to see what the people wanted. But the people are winning out here. I mean, they voted on Brexit, and obviously there was some tension to try to mollify how to get through it. And along the way, it would appear that it has cost the Prime Minister her leadership and position there. And pretty much the die has been cast that she will be voted out, but they're giving her an opportunity to exit with dignity, as they said. So stay tuned for that. On the lighter side, last night, people were treated to Norman Lear's Archie Bunker and All in the Family one more time, and Jeffersons, and there was some delight. People really enjoyed it, but it also, I think, reminded people that here in the 21st century America, that we're still not comfortable in dealing with some of the, whether it's the racial issues and, that sort of thing. But that's what Norman Lear intended back in the early 70s when he introduced All in the Family to the people with, Archie Bunker and, and the cast of characters and the topics that they dealt with. I mean, they went where in places that, you just weren't going to take on. And, and I think what Norman Lear taught America and the lessons still continue, is that we're better off talking about it than not. If we put our heads in the sand, then, we don't know how to address it. And that's clear that even to this day, because there were some awkward moments when there were issues of race that came out and the people didn't know. And I don't know if you've ever been in, whether it's a play. I mean, I've been in plays or in the movie where certain things have come up and you go and you're waiting. You're kind of you're waiting for the audience to see what their response was. And so there was a little bit of that last night. But I think overall people were, were pleased. And, when I first heard about them doing this one more time, and I go, wow, how do you redo this, this classic? But the ensemble did an outstanding job. And so people really appreciated that. And, of course, I think we needed that after yesterday with all the fussing and everything that continues within our own government. You talk about awkward moments and talk about, you know, putting your head in the sand. I believe that what I'm hearing, you know, from our fellow citizens is that we're a bit war weary over all this stuff that's happening in D.C. But we've got to get through this, as uncomfortable and as bothersome as it can be. And I think especially so, just like in this issue with what Norman Lear presented, is that if we're intransigent and we don't want to, you know, discuss something, and it's okay if you don't want to do that, then I think it's fair to tell people, look, and I'd rather not talk about this. Because maybe you just don't have it quite settled in your mind. But it is, it rouses a lot of anger, especially when, you know, you look at the polling and as many Democrats as Republicans, you know, feel strongly, and passionately about their position. So how do you bridge that? You know, can there possibly be enough truth when each side is claiming their own version of the truth? And it's like my old one of my favorite nuns that I was raised by when I was in junior high and in elementary school. She would always say, Bill, there are three versions, you know, that you have. You have your version, their version, and the real version. And the challenge is to live and focus on what the real version is all about. I'm not sure if America is ready for that, because each side is trying to protect their own interest. You know, Democrats are moving quite rapidly, and you wonder, you go, okay, what is the sense of urgency here? And, you know, some have argued the reason there is such a sense of urgency and activity by the Democrats is because all their eggs were put into the Mueller basket. I mean, they were sure. I mean, Adam Schiff, I mean, you remember Adam Schiff was, you know, kind of like a proud peacock, you know, walking around saying, hey, look, I got the goods here. It's a matter of time. You're going to find out. You know, I got the goods. I know, you know, the president was at fault that, he was all getting ready to celebrate a perp walk, that they were going to put handcuffs on Donald Trump and walk he and his family, his entire family, right out of the White House. And there would be celebrations in the street of America. And the Mueller report comes out, and it's not so. And they go, wait a minute, you know, there must be something wrong here. I mean, it's the same questions all over again from 2016, from the election. No, there's something wrong here. Hillary was supposed to win. You know, the media said 90%, I mean, 1,000,000%. Hillary was supposed to win. And what a disservice the media and the talking heads did to its listeners, its viewers, its, you know, the American citizens, by hyping this up in such a way that when the results came out, it was shocking, you know, and amazing, the kind of stuff. And so then the only answer could be, the only reason that Donald Trump won was because, oh, it had to be the Russians. The Russians had to do it. And this was something that was prepared, and maybe that was all part of the insurance plan that Peter Strzok talked about, that they had something up their sleeve. And for some reason, I have the sense that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi et al., Adam Schiff, and Jerry Nadler, have more cards up their sleeve. It's going to be something else. You know, once, so, you know, it's kind of like that moment in A Few Good Men. You know, you can't handle the truth. You don't want to know the truth. And that's really a sad commentary, you know, on the two-party system right now. And what we may be witnessing is the demise of one party, because if this plays out the way it's playing out, and the Democrats finally realize that they've been chasing windmills here, forget about, you know, chasing ghosts and whatever, but chasing windmills like Don Quixote, and they finally somehow, you know, get connected with the truth, what is that going to do? And, you know, the converse is true, the reverse is true too. You know, if the GOP was to find out, oh, yeah, there was actually meddling and that Donald Trump is in the White House only because of Vladimir Putin. I mean, reason, you know, that whole idea in terms of the two scenarios, at least from my perspective, it's more believable to end up thinking that the Democrats could be more shocked by the truth than the Republicans, because the scenario that the Democrats would want us to believe just doesn't make sense. It's not reasonable to get there. Just a basic process of deduction will refute their scenario. Anyway, we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. We've got a break now, so it's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in limited. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Memorial Day is just around the corner, Memorial Weekend, time to, you know, in my heart, you know, we have this discussion every year of the whole salutation of Memorial Day. Happy Memorial. This just doesn't seem right. In fact, I was just speaking with a former Army sergeant, combat vet, and we were talking about Memorial Day and what a hallowed day that it is, that it just never seems right to say Happy Memorial Day. Because it's such a small percentage, because, you know, in terms of the whole spectrum of what Memorial Day represents, you know, the true meaning of Memorial Day is for us to really honor those in the military, and, you know, and even there have been civilians on behalf of the military as well who have served our country that have died, for our liberty. And this really makes this such a, you know, holy day of obligation, if I can say that, in Catholic terms, okay? Some of you, you know, who are not familiar, that is something that is highly respected within the Catholic faith, is a holy day of obligation. But I look at Memorial Day in much the same way. It's such a hallowed day, you know, to remember the legacy of the military men and women who have gone before us, that believe so much. They believe so much in the American dream and this great American experiment that they're willing to lay their lives down. And here we are enjoying the life in America with all the fussing and everything that's going on. But we're able to enjoy it because of the price that they paid. But for the price that they paid, whether it was World War One, World War Two, you know, the Vietnam conflict, Korean conflict, I mean, just go right on down the line. But for the price they paid, you know, there could, you know, as Dinesh D'Souza pointed out, what if, you know, what if there was no America? What if America didn't last the American Revolution? What would happen if America, you know, would have gone gone absolutely south, and I don't mean south in terms of philosophy, but I mean just away as a result of the Civil War. You know, what would we be living in today? You know, and we're so uniquely blessed to have the American way of life and all that it represents. We're stewards of that. And I think this is sometimes is the misunderstanding and the mischaracterization of people who support an open border. It don't quite understand what we're fighting for. You know, we want people in this country who advance the cause, who are adding to the proposition of the great American experiment. That's why I think that's fair. Otherwise, you end up like, you know, what's been happening in Europe, where people have, you know, there's no borders. They just come and they go, and meanwhile, their culture is being impacted. I mean, and here you see a video of what happened at De Gaulle Airport in France, where you've got migrants basically storming the country, just saying, "Hey, look at France doesn't belong to you." I mean, that's kind of ridiculous, but this is what happens. I mean, the thought process of people are just saying, "Hey, look at it's our world. We have every right. There's citizenship isn't important anymore, and we have a right to be here." You have a right to the citizen, you know, the privilege of citizenship, just because you cross the border, you know. But, you know, we're working this out. And I believe in the process that we will find out what values ultimately we want to hold through in this discussion. But this goes back to my earlier characterization of how we talk about things. If we're so intransigent, and we're not willing to listen to the other side, then we remain in our respective holes, and nobody's communicating, and we're not making it better. I mean, we're fussing and fighting way too long over some of these issues. And clearly, Donald Trump has been a lightning rod, and people feel justified. I mean, they're absolutely passionate. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I have well-meaning friends I love dearly. Boy, you bring up Donald Trump, and oh my goodness, it's like, you know, this other character comes out of them like some, you know, alien from another planet. I mean, the vehemence, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's almost to the point where I got to go, okay, I got to be careful here. First of all, if I'm around them, we can't even talk anything political. Or if they start going down that road, you know, I start looking for the exit. Because, It's a waste of time, and I think this is what our country and people are starting to realize, is that for all the fussing and fighting, we're wasting time. Right now, we've got a lot of momentum that's happening. I mean, hey, look at the way I look at it. If Barack Obama would have been doing this, you know, I gave him a chance, and I can tell you he was probably one of the current president or even most modern presidents that I found myself praying for, you know, quite often for him. And I wanted him to be successful. I really did. It had nothing to do with being a Democrat or Republican. It was had everything to do about the American experiment. You know, the American experiment that my father, you know, fought to defend in World War II. My brothers and I, you know, represented our country during Vietnam, in the Vietnam era. And many, many people in the American landscape are the same way. You know, it's not partisanship, but this is what the media would do because, you know, this is the format. This is the plan. You know, you get people at each other's throats and, you know, you start getting clickbait and you get followers. But look what's happening. People are weary and subscriptions of mainstream media have fallen off by the wayside because at the end of the day, you cannot lie to people. You know, you have to give them something of value. And maybe America is getting more and more to that point to where, you know, we're fed up with the lies. We don't want to hear lies anymore. And especially when you're spending the people's money. I mean, we just went through 2.5 years of this incredible investigation. And I mean, you talk about the odds being stacked up against anybody. You got 19 lawyers. They all hate your guts. They are, you know, they are revved up and they just can't wait. I mean, it's unheard of, you know, well, since President Nixon, but for the most part, it's unheard of in our government that, you know, a president of the United States would be invalidated and ejected from his position as president and out of the White House. But they were licking their chops. They were convinced they had this done because they were convinced that somehow Hillary Clinton, there was no way. She was a shoe-in, like I said, you know, the mainstream media, you know, CNN and all the talking heads there, 90%, 1,000,000% she was going to win. Well, it didn't happen. And so they brought unnecessary stress because of their irresponsible reporting. They brought irresponsible stress and conflict to the body politic. And here we are at each other's throats, wasting time when our economy is revving up, unemployment, you know, every sector, Black America, Hispanic America. I mean, it is phenomenal how this country, in spite of all, you know, its wackiness and things that you could draw exception to, it's phenomenal. I mean, here we are, and we are wasting this opportunity right now because it's not always going to be this way. We know in business you have ebbing, you have ebbs and flows. And, you know, as they say, you got to make hay while the sun shines. And we are not making hay. We're fussing. We're fighting. We're doing all this stuff. And I say, look, if you want to impeach the president, then impeach the president. Go through. Just let's get this thing over with. You know, this has been dragging out way too long. If you got the goods, Nancy Pelosi, you know, Adam Schiff, once and for all, hey, we're going to give you one more shot. You've been saying for 2.5 years you got the goods. Well, you're not showing up anything. All you're doing is stretching this out. And there's a reason that you're stretching this out. And meanwhile, you're doing this at the expense of the body politic that is serious about this country and getting it back on track to the benefit of every American citizen. East Coast, West Coast, everybody in between, Republican, Democrat, Independent. This is bipartisanship. This is good for all, but we can't be good for all when we're only interested in our own selves, and we're holed down into our own combative holes instead of coming out into the light of day and saying, okay, this is what we've got. It either is or it isn't. Let's move on. We've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 cold cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An outbreak of tornadoes striking Missouri especially hard late yesterday and earlier today. About 100 people are being treated for injuries after Jefferson City suffered a direct hit from a half-mile-wide twister. Lieutenant David Williams of the Jefferson City Police Department says they're still tallying up the damage and trying to find survivors.
We're receiving multiple calls for people being trapped in their homes. We don't know what they're... Our sand trap, if they can't get out of their front door, means one thing, but we do have debris on some homes to where they are not able to access the outside at all.
The storm system leaving 3 people dead in Golden City, Missouri, and at least 1 person died in Oklahoma. The Pentagon reportedly considering a request to send 5,000 more U.S. soldiers to the Persian Gulf region as tensions rise with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
It's the American way, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about liberty, you know, when you think about it. And again, I caution you as we head into the 2020 election cycles here with all the rhetoric flying around, you know, the litmus test. You've got to find your own. But for me, I believe when I'm hearing people talk and the propositions that they're putting forth, and I use it even outside of the campaign process. This is anything that has to do with the political process. My question is, does it add or take away from our liberty? Okay? Does it add or take away from our liberty? You've got to have your own test and you've got to have your own questions in order to do some critical thinking here. And speaking of which, we have the queen of critical thinking and discernment, the one and only Megan Barth with us. She is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project, also the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Oh, hey, Bill. Thank you so much. I got my tiara on. I'm ready to go.
Girl, oh, I'm telling you. Wow, this is, speaking of tiaras, what's Nancy Pelosi doing? I mean, can I ask that question? I mean, we're wasting time here, Megan. I mean, we've got a president who's fighting on behalf of the American dream. You know, the things that he's been doing for this country, it's not like... You know, unemployment has only worked for Republicans. It's not that the economy has worked only for the GOP. I mean, last time I checked, it's very bipartisan. I mean, Republicans, Democrats, Independents are all benefiting from the reduction, dramatic reduction of regulations, the liberation of the of the labor force that is out there having a good time again. The misery index is continues to go low. Happiness has been on the rise ever since this president has come in. And, you know, you got Joe Biden out there saying, hey, they're going to put you in chains. And you got Donald Trump who is, you know, knocking chains out and taking people out of their chains and freeing them up and truly understanding and appreciating liberty and the American way. And but yet, for the sake of politics, here they are trying to do everything they can to destroy, you know, this president and all the good that he's been doing on behalf of our country.
Yeah, I mean, don't you love how the narrative changes when the facts don't fit the narrative?
Well, sure.
Two and a half years ago, or at least for the last 2.5 years, we've been told it was Russian collusion. Then when that didn't work.
Well, first of all, the Russians, it was a joke. The Russians didn't exist. They were no threat, right? Back in 2012, Barack Obama told Mitt Romney, he said, oh, hey, you know, the 80s called, they want their foreign policy back. You know, mocked him. And then all of a sudden we go in such a short period of time to where they're nothing, and now they're the most important thing on the planet as far as the politicos of the Democratic side of our government can appreciate.
Yeah, so we went from Russian collusion, then we went to obstruction of justice. Now we're at a cover-up. She didn't give any details of what exactly the president is covering up. She didn't list the crimes related to what he's trying to cover up. It's just a new narrative, and the ignorant will lap it up. There are people that want this president impeached. There are a lot of Democrats sitting in the House that want the president impeached. But according to what the report was, after she met with her communist caucus, she could not find, I guess, a majority of people within that caucus that want to move forward with impeachment. And really, you have to ask yourself, I mean, the ignorant will believe her, but those that really have a couple brain cells in their head, what are they going to impeach him on?
The fact that
they don't like him, the fact that he hurt their feelings, the fact that he's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. So they really don't have grounds for impeachment, but they will try to virtually impeach this president by continuing to attack his character. Because that's the only thing that they can do. If they start talking about policies, their policies aren't winners with the American people. And who do you know, Bill, that, and I think you've been in the past in a business life, corporate America, as I have been. Do you prepare for a meeting, okay, by going on TV, right, and then sabotaging and calling the person that you're about to meet with names, and then you show up to the meeting and you expect to get something done after you just threw the person that you're supposed to negotiate under the bus and basically call him a criminal? That doesn't work in the business world, and it might have worked with other Republicans that Nancy Pelosi used to drag through the mud, but Donald Trump is not a politician. He's a business person first and foremost,
right.
And he handled it like any good business person would by basically saying, yeah, the meeting's off, turns on his heel, and walks out. You can't negotiate with somebody who's already stabbed you in the back.
Exactly. And you can't negotiate with people that want your demise. I mean, this is nothing different than the Palestinians in Israel. It's like, okay, we'll negotiate. Well, what are we negotiating? You know, you already said you want me dead. So what are we negotiating? The manner in which my death is to take place? That's what you want to negotiate? I mean, it's that kind of silliness that goes on. But, you know, these are in many ways, you know, when you've got lifelong politicians, that's all they know is politics. I mean, this is why America is being so misserved, is that we don't have, you know, citizen politicians anymore. We have this special class, this elite class of politicos that come in and they believe, and more on the Democratic side, that there's some establishment Republicans as well. But they really believe, Megan, that Americans, they're just minions. And if it wasn't for them, the country would be the hell in a handbasket. And my question back to them, especially in light of what Donald Trump, by contrast, is clearly doing on behalf of the American people, is that who do you have in the 24? We'll give you the entire Democratic Party that could do half the job that President Trump has done. What Trump has clearly done is demonstrated that your policies do not work. The problem that America has, just about without exception, are policies that the Democrats have introduced, they've thrust upon us, they've screwed things up, whether it has to do with our health care, our standing, our foreign policy issue, our standing in the international community. And I know some people, because I just had this argument, and it was an argument, sadly. It wasn't a discussion, because it rose up to that, and the person wanted to abandon it. They realized they didn't have the facts. And when they don't have the facts, then they think if they yell louder, somehow volume replaces intelligence. You know, I'm sorry, it just doesn't. If you don't have the facts, you really just don't have the facts. And so all they could do was, yell and complain.
Right, exactly. And the Democrats, I mean, when you look at their policies, when you look at the leadership within their candidates, right? So you've got Joe Biden, you've got Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and a handful of other clowns. Their policies are all pretty much the same. You cannot really differ. Pete Buttigieg or Buttigieg or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the gay mayor, because, you know, he wants to abolish the Electoral College, but he's gay.
Right.
He's for late-term abortion, but he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're just simply playing identity politics, which is really interesting because when you look at who's leading the Democrat Party, it's old white men. So you break it down to Biden and you break it down to Sanders. Those are the two leaders. There's no sunlight between them, meaning that Bernie Sanders is a proud communist. He's a socialist. He's running as an independent. All of his policies are mirrored by Biden and by the others. So they're all running as radicals, even though Joe Biden comes in and pretends that he's a moderate. He's no moderate.
Right,
he's
exactly.
He's simply running as a moderate in order to get Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows that all of these, you know, radical policies aren't selling to the Rust Belt.
Well,
but he has to pretend to be something that he's really not.
Well, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. Now it's, you know, it's Biden Obama. You know, we had so many wonderful years under Barack Obama and Biden that we want to return to the insanity. It doesn't make sense. And I know that Donald Trump has posed that question as well. Is that, how do you fire somebody who's doing such a great job for you? But sadly, there are people, because of the mainstream media and the propaganda that's been thrust upon them, is leading them to believe that that's a serious alternative. And the polling evidence, of course, it's just polls, and a lot of things can happen in 18 months. So stay tuned. We've got more from Megan Barth. Stay with us 18 minutes right now.
Rocket to startup with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE 10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book. A masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of
the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Maybe as far as humanoids go, we might be able to wait, you know, wait for another person. But when you have opportunity knocking at your door, it doesn't wait for you, Megan. I've never known for it. You know, opportunities come, they go. There are seasons, you know, for everything, good, bad, and everything in between. And right now, America is in a season of prosperity and incredible potential. And we're wasting this opportunity because of what the Democrats are projecting upon we the people. And look at, we the people need to be taking notes on all this because they are wasting our money and our time. All told, as you and I have discussed before, upwards of $65 million has been spent on investigating this president. And that was as of the end of last year. So the ka-chinging still continues here in terms of the waste of the American Treasury over, you know, fighting windmills that Nancy Pelosi et al. Would want us to believe in. But meanwhile, you got problems of your own there in your own state, again, which is all part and parcel to what is going on in the psychology of Democrats. They just still cannot believe that they lost. The system was rigged. So what we're going to do, hey, let's just fix the system. So get rid of the Electoral College and let's just go on popular vote, right?
Yeah, and if anybody is from Nevada, I feel your pain. I live here. I'm a California refugee. I came here 4 years ago, actually, this month, thinking I was walking into a red state when, in fact, it was more of a purple state because it was being run by rhinos. And when moderate Republicans lead, they lose. Mm-hmm. When moderate Republicans run, they usually lose. Moderate Republicans, if you'll notice, always run as conservatives in order to win elections. And then once they get into office, they start voting with Democrats or acting like Democrats by raising taxes, giving illegal aliens driver's licenses. And that's exactly what our governor and other Republican legislators did 4 years ago, which set up the Democrats for an easy win because many conservatives in Nevada simply just stayed at home or abstained from voting altogether. And so now we are run by radical Democrats in this state. We're a part-time legislature. In the first 6 months, they couldn't cram enough basically Marxist ideas through. But the latest is to join the national popular vote. We are the 15th state to do so. The governor will likely sign, the governor's a Democrat, Governor Sisolak, he will likely sign the bill. I really don't know. I think it's a 50-50. But this is just one of many bills, radical bills, that the Democrats have put forth in Nevada. If you thought that California was radical, you ain't seen nothing. The Democrats are really happy because we have a women majority. Well, I don't want a women majority that vote like Marxists. I don't want Marxists if they're women. I don't care. Again, it's all about identity politics. I'm just supposed to be happy because I have a majority woman legislature? No, that doesn't work with me. So, yes, Nevada is the latest one to legislatively join the national vote. The governor will likely sign it on Friday. And you're exactly right that this has everything to do with the Democrats losing elections. They want us to be ruled by the very people that have caused the destruction, the increase in homelessness, the increase in drug use, the increase in poverty, the increase in illegal aliens. When you look at LA and New York, all you see is the disastrous outcome of what progressive policies do, and that's what the progressives want.
And we saw this. I mean, this isn't new, but what has happened, again, when we needed the media to do their job and to objectively report on it, what they have done is they've become the propaganda arm for the DNC. And they are part and parcel and guilty of, I believe, you know, treasonous behavior because they have abandoned their responsibility. And I believe that ultimately they will pay some price on this. They're starting to pay it now because people are realizing, just like they've realized with their vote, that it doesn't matter. So they've stayed home. They're realizing that, they can't trust their hometown newspaper anymore, or they can't trust any national newspaper. And so they reject it because it's become, a propaganda arm for the Democratic Party. And they're being sold down the, as you say, the Marxist yellow brick road here. And, you know, how's that working for you? Like, we want to return to the previous 8 years. I mean, the reason that we voted, we voted for Donald Trump, was because of the radical policies and regulations that choked down and that were limiting, the perspective and hope for America. I mean, Barack Obama left office telling everybody, look at 1.8, that's the best you can do. GDP, don't even think you can ever do better. And that Donald Trump, forget it. He'll never be president, talking 3-4% GDP. The guy's totally, he's drunk with his own ego. And there's no way that's going to happen. Well, it didn't take long for him to prove otherwise, did it?
Well, no, not at all. And, what's interesting about the media is that it's really no longer news organizations. They're all media organizations. And so I think with that, they have completely abandoned all journalistic principles, integrity, and ethics, and have decided collectively to be more of a form of entertainment. And so when you look at, for example, the last 2.5 years, Rachel Maddow, she was doing pretty good in the ratings against Hannity. She beat him a couple times. CNN's ratings were doing okay. MSNBC is always in the toilet. But nonetheless, after the Mueller report, and the Mueller report proved what we all suspected to be true, that no, as a matter of fact, imbeciles, Trump wasn't an agent of Putin, their ratings drastically fell by double digits. CNN, I think 30%. Rachel Maddow now is below MSNBC and the prime time there. And so their entertainment era kind of came to an abrupt end.
Well, so the other thing, Megan, let me interject this. The other thing to add to the narrative that the mainstream media was presenting here was Michael Avenatti. And look at him. Look what he's faced with now. lest we forget, it wasn't conservatives. It was the mainstream media. It was CNN. It was MSNBC. The rest of the ilk that, you know, that put a star on Michael Avenatti. Now look at him.
Well, Michael Avenatti was doing the job that they really couldn't do as quote-unquote journalists. I mean, they can't be that outwardly biased and hostile to the president. I mean, some of them are. But Michael Avenatti was doing the job that they either refused to do or couldn't do, and that was just basically put, you know, his mug on any camera and in front of any microphone and just start, you know, trashing the president. And they loved it. They ate it up. I mean, CNN had him on nearly 300 times. And when I first started looking at this guy, I'm like, I've never met him, but he's kind of creepy, right? He's
kind of
slimy. He looks like a slimy lawyer. You know,
right.
A little too split for me. And what happened is he was just screwing over clients. I mean, Stormy Daniels even came out and said, no, she never slept with the president. She was basically encouraged to lie. And so here we have another fabricated lie in order to take down this president. And I actually feel kind of sorry for her because she was used and abused.
Mm-hmm.
But then a part of me says, well, when you lie with snakes, you're going to get bit.
Right, exactly.
And so Michael Avenatti was a snake. And yet we have Joy Behar and other anchors on CNN fawning over him, thinking that he's going to be, they even told us that he's going to be the next president.
Right.
He's the one that's going to take down President Trump. He is the one that's going to save America. And what happens, he turned out to be the biggest crook looking at 404 years in a federal penitentiary. And he was supposed to be the Democrats' next and bright leader and shining light and even a candidate for president.
Yeah, what does it say about the discernment of the Democratic Party?
Or the objectivity of the press?
Right, exactly, combined. Well, this is why they're scrambling so hard to protect this narrative, because they really don't want to be discovered. And what Bill Barr is doing right now on behalf of the people, I mean, to really find and drill down and find the truth here, and with Durham and what they're investigating right now, I mean, look at the Holy Trinity of Comey and Brennan and Clapper right now. I mean, they're like the Three Stooges running around in circles, and I mean, I'm just waiting for any day, you know, for one of them to blurt out, well, you know, Obama made us. It was Obama. He made us do this.
Yeah, there's definitely a canary in the coal mine, and you can always tell that when the stories start to change and the fingers start to point and the circular firing squad begins to assemble, you know, it's very clear that somebody is lying as they point fingers at each other. And what was very interesting is what came out this week is the testimony of Loretta Lynch compared to the testimony of James Comey.
Right.
James Comey said that Loretta Lynch had told him not to refer to the Hillary Clinton investigation as an investigation. He said that he should refer to it as a matter. Mm-hmm. Never heard that before in my life. I didn't know the FBI had matters. But Loretta Lynch said, no, I never encouraged him to say that it was a matter. So who's lying? Loretta Lynch or James Comey? And actually, I think they're all a bunch of liars. And that is why we're seeing such an amazing, meltdown of the Democrat Party in front of our own eyes, because they don't want Bill Barr to get to the truth.
Exactly. Well, and this is why Adam Schiff, particularly Jerry Nadler, I mean, look at the speed in which they're operating. I mean, they see that the convergence of the truth is starting to come into play here. And, you know, the Democrats have a way of scrambling and avoiding this. And they're doing the best they can to, you know, you talk about cover up. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi, all she was doing is doing what she always does. And she projects. She is the queen of projection. So the things that they've done are the very things they're blaming on Donald Trump. So if you want to know what they've done, listen to what they're accusing the president of. We got to leave it right there. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Phil. You too.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.